Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trip you, lingerie, role play games with sexy favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. Do you get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane? No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats, too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Yes, I know I'm late. It's not my fucking fault. I swear my computer would not log onto the internet. That bitch kept me down. I'm so fucking mad. Like, what in the hell? I was late logging on to Thick Cam, the radio show, everything. Princess Nay is early. I'm late. I know she's like, what in the fuck? Oh, hi, Princess Nay. How are you?
Hey.
It's not my fault.
It's okay.
How are
as
you
much
doing,
as I'm late,
Mama? You had
I'm tired.
Had a rough week.
I did. I'm tired, but you know the show must go on, and I have to be here because I missed my Chocolate Mommy this week.
I missed my caramel
pizza. I had a caffeine withdrawal.
Really?
Yes. I didn't get my chocolate, so I'm having caffeine withdrawals, you know. That chocolate is addictive, you know.
Oh, girl, stop. I can't find my volume to make this bitch go up. I'm having so many fucking technical difficulties today, y'all.
Yes, you are struggling, Chalk.
Yes, that's not like me to just struggle like that. I'm normally on point with every fucking thing. Man, Wednesday was awesome. The show was off the fucking chain. We talked about Illuminati. Oh, before I saw it, oh, it's T-shirt and panties. I'm in my boy shorts. I have two green boy shorts, cute little tank top, and yeah, you can see the little, you know. Yes, I had to make sure everybody knew that I was in my T-shirt and panties. Because today is T-shirt and panty Friday, thanks to Princess Nay. And
why
hi, girl
me?
Power. Huh?
I said, why me? What did I do?
We started it last Friday, remember? Every Friday is.
I know.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. Hi, Naughty. But the show Wednesday was so good, Princess Nay. I must say, I'm going to do that once a month because I really don't know about the Illuminati like that. So we're going to have shows like that to enlighten everybody. And I'm trying to get Professor Griff because he was just calling motherfuckers out on his recording. So I'm like, oh, shit. I can't wait to bring our guests on tonight. Girl, you remember them little kids that sang Candy Rain?
Yeah, oh, for real.
Yes, them little grown motherfuckers are coming on the
Yeah, they some sexy little bits.
What?
I can't find the, I can't get on camera.
Why can't you get on camera?
I don't know. I don't have a link to get on camera. It doesn't.
Go to chocolatecityradio.com.
That's where I'm at. Hold on.
Okay, now
if I'm sitting
you're
here in just my panties, that's probably why I don't need to get on camera.
See, you're not ready. That's what that is. You have to be in uniform. Standard
I'm
uniform.
Only in panties. I don't have no shirt, no bra, no nothing. The girls are hanging out. They are chilling, enjoying the air.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got something to tell you.
What?
Okay. Listen. Okay, yesterday I got a package in the mail from Knights of Erotica, right?
From what?
Knights of Erotica.
Uh-huh.
So you know I'm a toy version, right?
Uh-huh. Let me see. Oh, hold on. Don't show it yet because I had to refresh my screen.
You want me to show it to you?
Hold on because I'm not happy. Okay, I'm going to www.chocolatecityradio.com. Here we go. Mm-mm-mm. We both having some technical difficulties.
That's because we're having such excellent shows, and there is no fucking way that they can stop us. So can I go back and tell you my story?
Yes, sweetheart.
Okay, so check it.
Got it.
Oh, cool. So what I did was, I went and, I got my toys, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm such a toy version. And you know I've been backed up because I haven't had any in a minute, right?
You squirted all over the place, didn't you?
No. I didn't. But
what?
No, girl, stop. So what I did was I went and took a shower, right? And I made sure everybody was sleeping in the house. Then I had got two of them. So I pulled both of them out, right? And, oh, my God. I started using the white one because it was, like, 10 inches. But it just didn't feel right. It was feeling all kind of funny. And every time I was trying to get me, my fucking phone was ringing.
So
I had to stop, right? So then, after that, I went and got the black one, right? The chocolate one. And girl, let me tell you, I had to cut the TV off. I had to close my eyes and get a nice visual going. And oh my goodness, when I tell you, I was so amazed at what happened next. I couldn't believe it because I've never done anything like that before. And all I can tell you is, oh my God.
Felt good, didn't it?
Girl, you not see me glowing?
I do.
Hercules.
About time.
All I can tell you is, Wait until tonight. Like, I'm not going to put that on cam. I'm not camming that. You know what I'm saying? What I can do is just let people just see the glow and see the radiance and whatnot. But that's some exclusive. That's some straight.
Feel better, don't you?
Yes. I do. Girl, I even had to put that on Twitter last night or this morning.
Huh?
I busted a good one. Like, it was so good. Like, I have a surprise for you.
Let me see.
This is going to be my new intro. Okay? and I just, by me having technical difficulties, I wasn't able to put it in where it needed to go. So I'm just going to play it for you, and you're going to be like, oh, wow, I like it. Okay, here it is. It's coming.
I can't leave her alone. I've been feeding for chocolate mommy. Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? This shit on the blood rock chicken in, you feel me? D-Ro Steam, Mr. Motherfucker Rick Flip. Jumping off the dresser that he is. And tell me, right now you chillin' with my own girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me? I'm trying to get to see the radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money P, representing Mass and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding the chocolate wave with my girl, Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. Chilling.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it.
Boom, bang. Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm saying? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right?
You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Janie D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been feeding for chocolate.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Sipping that baby making music. Sipping that baby.
Hey, this is Zinky, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is, we riding a chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been feeding for chocolate, mommy.
That's what's up.
Yes, I like that Jodeci in the background. I sure do. MP3 service. MP3 yet. What are these fucking...
M3P.
A services. Hook that up for me. Yes, yes, yes. Men, have you been looking at the responses for the answers for the magazine? Oh, my gosh, girl.
I haven't really been looking at anything, Chuck.
Oh, you have time. When you look, your mouth is going to hit the floor, and you're going to laugh, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, this magazine is going to be fucking crazy. That's all you can say. And guess who we got coming on the show Tuesday night?
Who?
Belle Matrix from Ferg Game.
Oh, Lord.
Pull triggers himself. I got a trigger he can pull. Woo, I can't wait to nighty night time tonight, girl. I am addicted, because you know what that means? I don't need a man right now. I don't need any dick, because I have two to choose from. When is
We've talked about this before. I told you that.
But I was such a virgin that I didn't know.
Fuck, I've been trying to put you on the toy game for a long time.
Now I need to get the bullet or whatever that little itty bitty thing is. That's
the bullet or the pocket rocket.
That's what I need, because I thought I was going to drench my hand. I thought I was going to drown. And then I was
girl.
Like, is somebody going to hear me? Because then the bed started going up. Girl.
You getting excited thinking about it.
Yeah, I am, because I had a certain somebody, and I'll tell you later, who I was thinking about when I was doing that. And
uh-huh.
It's all I can say. It's all I can say. It was just like, How do you do it?
What?
How do you do it?
Without me. I don't have to use those. I have the real thing.
But, no, every time you're in the bathtub, you're playing with the pink elephant so late. How do you
Oh, and she broadcast what it was and everything.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have to imagine anybody. I just do it.
No, because this person that I want is not here. And so I needed a quick fix. And they didn't know that I was going to do it. I sent them a text message after the fact, like before and after. And then this morning they was like, oh, I was like, I have to go back to bed. I'm so tired.
Wow. Were you fantasizing about Mr. GA again? Didn't
what?
We talk about that?
Well, if you don't stop that motherfucking bullshit, no.
Your whole face just changed.
No, that's like fucking somebody great-granddaddy. That's such a turnoff. No. Hell to the no. Hell, fuck no. I'm good. I'm good on that one, so.
You frowning so hard, your eyebrows touching.
I'm done a couple of days ago, so see, you're really trying to fuck up some shit saying that bullshit. Oh no. Matter of fact, I'm supposed to be getting a tattoo, and I was going to make a Saturday show about it, but I don't know what's going on with the tattoo artist. He be calling me in the middle of the night, and I be asleep, and you know how I am about my phone and whatnot. So it would have been a perfect opportunity for him to, like, get business and promote himself. But, you know, I don't know. You know, guess what? I have a channel on World Star Latino.
Yay.
So we have to make some videos. I'm going to shoot a commercial this weekend about who Chuck Mommy is. Princess Nay needs to shoot one about who she is so they can know about the baddest bitches on the planet. And then we have to get M&M or M3PA services to do.
Thank you for getting it right.
And get her to do it. I mean, to do the video, that is. The commercial, the infomercial. In the order, I'm the naughtiest, you're in between, and she's the purest. So it's like, he can wear pure white. You can wear pink. I just have to wear straight black or red because I'm a old hot ass bitch. You know what I mean?
I have on pink tonight.
You do? Pink
I
what?
Do.
Pink what?
A pink lace tank top.
Oh, now go down. Oh, you went up. No, I need you to go down. Oh! Girl, stop. Oh, my gosh. I just seen the most beautiful thing in this world. It's just like that. I get Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. Ride the camel.
Hercules. Hercules.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody needs to help me. I've fallen, and I can't get up. Oh, my. You know what? This is my, I'm going to dedicate this song to you. And this is from Brandon of, Jagged Edge. This is his freestyle to Love Your Girl, but it's just him dolo. So I'm going to dedicate this to you as soon as I, you know what, go ahead and say something.
Nope, I'm not going to say it.
Oh, my God. I forgot to tell you while I'm looking for the song. Okay, you know we did the little special show on Wednesday, right? So
mm-hmm.
I broke out the song with Freemason by Rick Ross and Jagged Edge. I mean, Rick Ross and Jay-Z, right? So
mm-hmm.
one of the people on the cam happened to be from Dubai. And he was like, oh, that's my dude, Rick Ross. Now, I didn't see all this because we had two chat rooms open. I was doing the blog talk, and Martha was doing the other one, right? Guess who was listening to the show, and they put him on cam?
Rick Ross?
Of course. And Martha
wow.
was hoping that I was not going to be in one of my moves and put his big ass on blast.
I'm glad you didn't. Did you?
Of course not. He's probably waiting to see if I was going to say he's with the Illuminati. I was going to be like, don't they got a weight limit?
You so wrong for that. You are
okay.
So wrong.
All right. That's the only shot that I'm going to take. That's the only shot I'm going to take. Because I'm trying to be nice, but it is so fucking hard.
That will never happen.
I know, but I found it for you, so here you go. This is the freestyle by Brandon from Jagged Edge. I love your girl freestyle. Here you go.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm at work when I get a call from you saying,
you want you to?
Baby, baby, baby. Can't talk too long, what's going on with you? She said,
thinking about you.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. If I could, I would be there, but I'm working 9 to 5.
I can watch you play.
Yeah. Oh, that would be nice. Me, my toy, and you, and then your toy.
I don't want to play. I just want to watch.
Oh, that'll work. You can watch, and you can get me ready for when other people watch, because, you know, I'm about to be a super freaky vixen. Ooh, I see Rob is on the line. He's probably like, what the hell are y'all doing over there? Oh, I was just giving my new dildo some head, man. I was just selling the head. Rob.
What's up, baby?
Hello, Rob. How are you?
I'm good.
What's up?
Nothing, man. It's working. I come in. I'm always coming on y'all in some freaky shit.
What? What are you talking about?
I guess my timing is perfect, huh?
We haven't even gotten freaky yet.
Yeah, well, whatever I just missed, I want to see it.
Well, get the stick cam link.
What? That's what I want.
Go to chocolatecityradio.com.
I'm on the page now.
And you don't
scroll down
then. Yeah, let me scroll down.
Yeah, go down, baby. Go down, baby.
I'm going down.
Chocolate,
I love going down.
One more time, please.
One more time?
Yeah.
You're going to have to do it good this time, though.
I want to side view. Don't look directly at the camera. Turn to the side.
Oh, God.
Come on now. Stop being a butt and just do it. Please and thank you.
Okay.
I've had a rough week.
I can do that for you.
Huh?
I can do that for you.
Thank you.
Let me make sure that I forget something. Okay, we're good.
Rob, you have to log in.
I see the picture.
So we want you to log in and cam up.
Oh, I don't have a cam on this computer.
I normally go through my phone.
I just ain't got Wi-Fi set up yet.
Whatever. We don't want to hear that bull crap.
I'm saying though.
You saying what?
Nothing.
Side right next.
Yes, to the side.
To the side.
Okay, go.
What is she doing? I mean, what's going on?
Oh, you didn't see her? That's her dildo.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the video feed is low. I mean, it's slow as hell. Okay.
Because I got it.
I'm seeing it now. I'm seeing it right now.
That's your slow computer, buddy. That ain't no slow computer, man. That is. Bootleg internet stealing from somebody else.
Oh, nah, this is fresh from Comcast. We own.
He got the dope man hookup. He was riding around. He needed some money for a rock, and he hooked up the cable for $20.
Well, I don't know what he did with the $20, but hey.
Y'all are crazy. Doc, when we get off camera, when everybody else can't see, I'll show you the beautiful rest. That rest is on Princess Day.
Man.
Oh, you know what?
What, sweetie?
I got something for you.
You got what?
I got something for you. This is the throwback classic of the day. Like, y'all can't tell me this is not a fucking throwback. Wait a minute. What the hell is it?
I don't know.
All right. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Here it is.
You know what? Jack, appreciate that. Hey, it's the same what happened during my road, though.
Sometimes I just can't live crying about you, baby.
Keys.
I love you, you know me, and I know. Oh, 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 oh,
that was a hellacious throwback classic right there.
I hate it.
That was throwback right there. That sure as hell was. Now, we're going to bring Rob Loudass background on. Okay. And then.
Yes.
Yeah, Rob, you look loud. So, we have.
You know Rob is part of the hood.
I know. So, we're going to, put him back on mute for a minute. And I see 631-506. I'm going to bring them on now. Hello?
Hello?
Chocolate City Radio. You're live on the air with Chalk Mommy.
What's going on, Chocolate City Radio? This is KD from Soul For Real, baby.
What's
going on? Check in what you got.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm sitting here with me and my brother. I'm in L.A. You know what I'm saying? Just making our rounds out here. We're out here for a week.
What are y'all doing out there?
Actually, we're about to meet up with this director in a couple of days to, see if we can jump into these movies. Expand our, broaden our horizon.
I got some movies y'all can jump into now that y'all ass grown.
Yes.
You got some movies, son?
Yes.
Well,
but
we work for hire,
they're all adult entertainment movies. Can you hang?
Oh, word?
Can
okay, I'm with
the,
that.
You ride the chocolate
I don't know if y'all can handle it. I don't know if y'all can handle the kids.
You can handle anything.
You know, I ain't even going to lie. Like, when y'all first came out and y'all was doing the soul, like, the candy rain and everything like that, I was look at y'all and everything, right? And then it's like, hella years later, I'm looking at y'all pictures and shit, right? And I'm like, shit, I ain't got to really worry about going to jail for molesting a motherfucker now. They look about ready.
Oh, no, we grown. We're right. We grown now.
How grown are you?
I'm grown, baby. I'm over 30. Everybody's over 30 years old in the group now, so.
That works for me.
Yes, ma'am. So where are you guys at? This is this 718 number? Is it like
okay, this is a New York number, but that's just the blog talk.
Okay.
I'm in North Carolina, and Princess Nay is in Florida.
Okay, so when are we coming to Florida? When are we coming to North Carolina? Radio.
You tell me when you want to come to Florida, baby, and we will make it happen.
Okay, so look.
Tell me when you want to come.
I like this. But yeah, we're gonna be going back to Atlanta on the 1st. And
I'll be in Atlanta soon. I'm only like 4 hours from Atlanta.
Are we on the air?
Yes.
Oh, I don't want to give my number out on the air.
No, don't give a number out on the air.
Yeah. We definitely need to
hook up.
We're going to be in Atlanta, so we're going back home on the 1st. Then after that, we can just schedule it for us to come to North Carolina or where you guys at, Miami?
No, I'm in Panama City, Florida, and that's four hours from Atlanta.
Okay, that's what's up. That's nothing but a hop, skip, and a jump.
That's right. Now, everybody, we have Soul For Real on the line. In case y'all were born on another planet, these were the little, these were the brothers. They were all brothers, and they were
still
dancing, dancing their ass off. They was like the Michael Jacksons of, like, not the new millennium, because year 2000 wasn't here yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back in time real quick. And I gotta play.
Nice.
I gotta play Candy Rain, cause that was some good shit right there. I think I'm gonna name my pussy Candy Rain. Anybody want some Candy Rain?
You cannot change Chica's name. You cannot change Chica's name. She does not go for that. So no, that's not an option.
Where did Elma's song go?
I don't know, but while you're looking for the song, please educate Cobra King that there's nothing wrong with playing with ourselves at all.
Nothing. You know what? Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all like this.
Okay,
it's hard for
me. Let me pause.
What'd you say?
Okay.
No, I'm going to tell y'all like this. There's definitely nothing wrong with playing with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's hard to meet somebody that could get on your level like that, you know? When you meet people, you know, these days it's like, you know, somebody is either the aggressor and somebody is not, you know what I'm saying? But, like, it's hard to get somebody to get on your level. Me, I like to get with people that's comfortable with their sexuality, you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Really not, you know, that's not, like, scared or shy or anything like that, you know? Play with yourself all day. Squirt it out.
Oh, I do, and I love it. If I could walk around with something on me all day so I could just hit a button and make it say, shit, I would. Oh,
exactly.
I would.
I like this interview.
You know what? Ain't nothing wrong with playing with yourself because I'm no longer a toy version.
Yay!
So, we're going to play Candy Rain, and I think I might do a little dance for the people that's on webcam.
You know what I'm going to do, Chalk? When we get together, I'm going to play with the toy with you and make you give some Candy Rain. How about that?
So what about me? Wait, hold on. What do I do? Do I just play the sidelines? To watch?
Yeah, you can watch.
Yes, ma'am.
You gotta stroke while you watch. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
baby.
Yes.
You already know what it is.
Yes.
You already know what it is.
Now, back to my song, because y'all some old manish motherfuckers on my show, especially Princess Nay. So here we go.
Hey. I'm definitely big on squirters, man. You guys are squirters, you guys are good in my book.
Even so much of yourself, it's been the only way. Tell me what you want and not, and not to give to you.
Yeah.
Cause you are
Hold it, rain.
all the way out here with you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Move it. You want me to?
Y'all don't want to start with me, man. KD, I'm like triple X. You know what I'm saying? I'm like the new triple X.
Boy, hold up. Are you in the chat room or something?
No, he's not.
Me?
Oh, what's that to say? What the hell?
Nah, he's not ready for that. He's not ready for
that. He's really not.
What you mean? What you mean I'm not? Okay, hold up. What you
man,
mean am I in the chat?
If we unleash our tongues upon you, you know, Chalk and her lethal felony head game, and me with my terrific tongue action sticking all over your body, baby, you would not be able to handle yourself. They would think that your ass was a squirter. I know, right?
You know what? That's great. I only mess with squirters. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't squirting, it ain't working for me. Okay?
I know, right?
You know, cause it's
and if
just
you
boring.
Can't make me squirt,
not,
then you ain't worth my time. Shit, because I can make
exactly.
my own self squirt and have a great time.
Exactly. So you know what? I got a Chalk over here for y'all, too. My brother's name is Chalk. You know what I'm saying? She calling herself Chocolate, but my brother's name is Chalk over here, too.
You don't know nothing about being Chalk. I'm the original Chalk, man. You can use the name a little bit.
Chalk.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm messing with y'all, though.
This is going to be easy.
What's good, though?
This is light work. Welcome to Chocolate City, Chalk. How are
you?
Oh,
man. All right. That's what it do.
So, tell everybody.
I'm saying, ain't y'all interested in, like, the new stuff we got? We got a new flavor for y'all to get into.
I got that, too, but, you know, for people that's listening, you know, I got to take them back to the old and then bring them to the new because y'all don't even look like y'all back then in the day. I mean, y'all all grown, y'all singing and rapping.
And sexy and legal and can fuck and stuff now.
Yeah, they're not anymore.
Say it again?
I'm not busting premature nuts anymore, y'all grown.
My nuts done dropped. My backbone done split. The bloodline is strong, man. The pedigree is strong over here.
They grew into the manhood. Woo!
I want to see.
Hey, Chris's name. It's
yes,
so real now, boy, because they fucking till they reach your soul. It's like they pushing backs open and shit.
Well, if they can beat my back out, make my back curl, pull my hair, spank my ass, and make me come to like the damn river flowing, we are good. If they can't do that, then they need to get the hell out the way.
Nah, see, that's you don't even. Niggas is crazy. We were savages with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a straight sav.
I want to be choked and shit.
The straight savage.
Hell no. Oh, hold on. I got a question. Now, where is the baby? Now, where is the... Is it Chase? No, Jace, right?
Jace is in Atlanta right now. We could... I don't want to click over and lose the connection. But if I do, I'm going to call back, okay?
Yeah. All right. I mean, I don't know if he needs to be hearing y'all grown-ass motherfuckers.
Nah, he's
ass
grown
ass.
Now, too.
How old is he now?
He's 31, I think.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Chalk, your ass is old now.
Nah, I ain't reached 40 yet. You know what I'm saying? I ain't that old, but we still young, baby.
Young, we forever young. We forever young. You feel me?
Man, my
hey, Rob. Rob brought his ass in the room.
Oh my God. Wow.
Well, Rob, it's too late. I've already showed my titties and you missed it on cam. Sorry, baby. Check it back next time.
I'm in a state of shock right now.
Yo, I know y'all got this on. You know, I can watch it when I get a. You know, I can look it up on the internet and all that, right?
Al, you got a cam. You can see us now, boo boo.
Yeah.
Let me turn it on. Let me turn my computer on. Turn the computer on.
Oh, he sound like he ready to turn me up. Hey, turn
me
up.
I'm ready. I'm ready to fuck. I want you to bring your toy and you to Panama City, Florida, talk, and we just gonna have some fun.
Hey,
oh, my goodness.
Matter of fact.
Panama City, here we come.
Without Rob's help, so I'm gonna bring Rob on so he can say hi, because I know he in the chat room probably stroking like Clarence Thomas. I be stroking.
No, he is. Hey, baby.
No, I'm not stroking, mama.
So, what's the website?
www.hoclate.
Hold on,
somebody's got hella feedback going on.
Probably Rob.
Rob,
I always blame shit on me.
Hold on a second.
We live, ladies.
Yes.
Hey, live.
Hold up. Check this out. So, you know, if you was fucking Chopped, and I'm gonna use Chopped. So say, for instance, she was fucking Chalk, and, you know, Chalk is freaky. She likes to be fucking ass and all that stuff. And
mm-hmm.
you want to choke her and grab her hair and shit, but would you sing to her while you were fucking her?
Would I sing to her?
Not you, Rob. Your ass can't sing.
Oh, well, how you know?
Would you ask me did you say would I sing to her while I'm fucking her?
Hell yeah.
Oh, you mean when I sing to her?
Yes, would you sing to her while you fucking her?
Oh, my goodness.
And then make her ass hit one of them high notes.
What I think to her, I mean, if she wants to do that, if she wants me to do that, that's fine, because I aim to please. You know what I'm saying? Once I come to this tag, I aim to please, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do whatever it takes. You need to tell me one thing.
I have my mouth wide open on camera, waiting for you to come that says with a sign that says "Insert penis here."
Tell me that website again.
It's in your phone. I just texted to your phone.
You just texted to my phone? Okay.
And while you're getting ready to cam up, we're going to play Sun Come Up by SFR. And for the slow people, it's so for real.
Well, shit, I'm glad you told me, because I didn't know what the hell that was.
We also got some new stuff. We're going to do like a... Actually, you guys can follow us on Twitter at SoForReal1 on Twitter, and you can also, you know, like us on Facebook, SoForReal1 on Facebook, and then...
Okay, I'm going to message you my phone number on Twitter.
Okay.
Now, back to my song.
We going to get it on till the sun comes up, baby girl. We going to have some fun till the sun comes up. Give yourself a chance at this new romance. Just give me your hand, girl. We going to do it all till the sun comes up, baby girl. We going to have a ball till the sun comes up. Just give me a chance. Let me see you dance. I'm your number one fan, girl. I'm at the
What's your name?
Y'all, that and that one said insert here also.
all tooted up in the camera.
Tooted and booted, baby.
Tooted and booted.
Great guy from
booted
Batman.
And booted. Nothing wrong with that.
Hell nah. I mean, if it wasn't such a general broadcast that I could get banned, I mean, I came up out my clothes. What y'all talking
can
about?
Can we do like a late night Tiny Chat? I think we need to do. Can we get naked on Tiny Chat, right?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we
well,
can.
Let's do Tiny Chat.
Yeah, tonight. Y'all can. Yeah, y'all sure can.
Yo, this is like this is my favorite interview, man.
Oh,
man,
we just getting started. It's ready to go. We can ready to turn it up some.
I took another picture for you also, by the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Better than the first
I cannot
one.
See it.
Yes.
I can't see it. I pulled it up. Chocolate City Radio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you spell chocolate, C-H-O-C-L-A-T-E.
No, I got it pulled up, but I don't see anything. It's like black. It's like the screen is
scroll
black.
Down.
Yeah, scroll down and then hit join chat or something like that, I want to say.
Scroll down and hit join chat.
Yeah, going down is that's always a good thing. That's always a good thing.
I know, right?
It's the best.
My stuff getting wet and throbbing just thinking about it.
Oh.
It's the best going down. What?
This shit is jumping.
You know, it's
have aftershocks, huh?
It's
tell me, what's your pulse rate?
What'd you say?
It's better to give than to receive.
It is.
All the time.
I work from giving.
You remember what I said? Okay, who's that? That's chocolate?
No.
Where?
Who's that? That's chocolate. With the long hair.
Yeah, and then right below, right beside me is Princess Daisy. Now that's Princess Day. That's my real cookie right
here. Yes. Nothing wrong with the car.
Yeah. Now, I got a question. Y'all first came out. How old is that?
What'd you say?
When you guys first came out, how old were you?
Oh, like, all right, Jason's like 13,
Chalk was like 21, I was like 19, and my other brother was like 18 or something like that.
Oh, okay. Now, here's a good question.
We were young.
Okay, now, with y'all being that age, the three oldest, we already know y'all fucking. Did y'all ever put your brother on some pussy y'all was fucking?
Have we ever what?
Did y'all ever put Chase on some of the pussy y'all was getting when y'all was doing shows?
I mean, this little nigga had women following him around, so he figured out what to do at an early age. Like, we didn't even have to. We had to, like, kind of, like, stop him from doing this shit because, you know, he was too young for it. Like, we didn't want to get him caught up at a young age, so.
Nothing wrong.
You know, like, he had women. We had to chase grown 30-something-year-old women out of his room. That he already done smashed down already.
So after y'all chased him, did y'all smash down too?
Hell yeah.
Nah, I mean, there was always an abundance of, you know, it was not like we had to do that, but there was always an abundance of women around, so.
Also, what you're saying?
A lot of fucking.
Y'all never recycled pussy, that's what you're saying?
Mm.
Maybe we have. I mean, yeah, I think that probably happened by.
I like the way you put that. Recycled pussy. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe once or twice that probably happened, but you know, it is what it is, baby girl. You know, maybe one brother hit it and then the other brother hit it, but we ain't really like do it all at the same time, you know?
Never?
Yeah, ever. Yes, ever, of course.
Okay.
Of course we done had menage a trois before plenty times.
Okay, now, have y'all ever fucked any big women?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Ooh.
Was they riding or you was on top?
nah, on top. You have to hook the titties, you know what I'm saying? Hook the titties, let them fall over your arms and just go to work.
Oh, dang. That is so nasty.
I mean, you know what, Princess? Now, here's a good question. Because a lot of people say that big women can't take dick. Small women can. So, Chalk and KD, is that true?
You know what? I'm going to put it like this. A lot of the time, it's just females, period, can't take dick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just, some of them can, and most of them cannot take it. Like, it's just all talk, and then once it goes down, then the bitch is in love, and you know what I'm saying? The bitch is following the nigga around, and no one can really, I don't think anybody can really, you know, unless, to me, I was like, look, I got to find somebody that's my man, I got to go into the porno industry, but. It's, you know, women can't, they can't really take it.
Man, he over here sounding like he motherfucking, he had a donkey dick or a giraffe dick or an elephant dick or something. Why?
I mean, look, shit, it is what it is, baby. We never had no problems with that. Like, all of us is well and down. We're hung. Everybody's hung.
Well, damn, Hangman, come over here.
Chalk likes donkey dicks.
No, I don't.
He likes to wrap a lip around them.
What? No, I don't have stretch marks.
And
I want to
take
keep
them.
It
look, and
I'm
she
dead.
Likes to take them to the back of her throat because she don't have a gag reflex, so she can put that whole thing to the back. She'll take the tip and touch that little dangly thing in the back of her throat and make it say.
Wow, you guys are tripping. You guys are bugging.
Oh my God. I don't know what to say. Oh, I'm speechless.
Say yes. Oh, you gotta.
I mean, it is what it is, man. This is a great interview, guys. Anytime you guys are ready to call us back, or anytime you guys are ready for us to do another interview, we're on deck.
Okay, what about if we want to have we need a nut? Can we call you for that too?
If you need a nut.
Nuts do the body good.
Oh, shit. Y'all, he's going to turn me into a damn prostitute. Let's do a gigolo. Let's gigolo this motherfucker out, eh?
Oh, hold up. Gigolo is a female paying you for dick. We're not paymasters. Yeah. That's what men are for. Men make good paymasters. Speaking of,
Yeah, that's the number one question.
That's one thing that I never did, and I don't think my brothers ever did. Once we went to the red light, once we went overseas, it was like options to do that, but we just knew, you know, I'm not into that. If you
y'all went
pay
to the red
food,
light district?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I have a question. You know, this is my standard question. Have you ever had your ass licked before?
Wow. That's a lot. Yo, you guys are going, that's a lot. I don't know.
Hey, Christian Day, you can tell by that laugh, he's remembering some shit.
He remembering that, and he's like, oh, hell yeah, and that bitch won't do it no more.
Be like, y'all.
But I like that shit when it happened.
A lot of women ain't on it like that. Like now, him and Chalk are over there like, yo.
Thinking about it, man.
Florida.
They going to take our player card if we say yeah. It don't feel good.
Oh,
nothing
my God.
Wrong with that.
Well, I know that y'all have 10 minutes and y'all have to go into the studio. So before you guys leave, I got to play your last song. And then y'all can shout outs and some other things and whatnot. And y'all got
so what song you going into now?
What is it, Headline?
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, that's one of the new joints right there. That joint is, we just like really basically took the track from Drake and we flipped it around and, you know, we just went in there and did our thing on it. So that's one of the new songs right there. It's a promo song. That's on mixtapes out there.
Oh, shit. Princess Nay, I'm going to play that song. Do you see how he said how they flipped it around?
Okay, so, you know, like, I'm sorry, I'm distracted right now. So I pulled up the picture, you know, I got the little twitches now. My nipples have got hard.
And
looking at the picture
headline
that says the SFR, the Evolution, and, you know, I'm looking at KD with the little brown hat on and shit. You know, KD, you kind of, you.
Headlines, and you can think about the picture and everything like that while you.
I'm pulling out the toy to the picture.
Okay, headline.
Yeah?
Baby girl, I wanna let you know, I never wanna let you go. Ain't no limit to this feeling, baby, you know how we go. And you know how we be kicking it all night long. I could see just the way you like it, baby, to the early morning. And I love the way you be moving your body like that. You be making me wanna jump on your body like that. Oh, girl, do it. Let's go through it. To be gone, take you all the way. Do it. SFR is on the rise. F to other guys. Don't even give them a chance to reply. I'm just saying you don't know. Girl, you don't know. Don't know. Don't know. Girl, you don't know. Don't know. Don't know. Don't know. Don't know. Don't know. You don't know. SFR is on the rise. Other guys don't even give them a chance to reply. I'm just saying you don't know.
So I look to a guy, she's no damn fine, and I think she's a dime. She's a dime of a kind.
I don't give a fuck about nothing. I'm a bedroom bully, my boss. I make it right, make it feel good, baby. It's cost. How many licks it take to the gift? Then I'm enough for a nigga bust that itch. How many ones again is gonna spend to the gift to the bazooka and he bust that itch? Drop top coats, I'm a custom get it, put a little bit of KD up in it. Drop the top, pull out the knees. That's a Martin to your city, it be nine all the time. Come up, baby girl, I'ma make you mine.
You know I want to mine, girl, I spend the
money. You know
I want to mine, I've been searching for a while. You know I want to mine, tell me when I'm supposed to die. And I know you never met the kind to do, but you won't regret letting me close. I'm gonna do what you want me to do. I was trying to say something, girl. I know that you don't know. You don't know.
Don't know.
You don't know.
Don't know.
You don't know.
SFR is on the rise. SFR is on the rise.
That's that far is on the rise. That's that far is on the rise.
Music just turns me on. Damn it, man.
All right, guys. Yeah, that was a new one called Headlines from Soul For Real, a.k.a. SFR Soldiers Forever Ready. We're on the rise. Once again, you can catch us. You can follow us on Twitter at Soul For Real 1, and you can catch us, like us on Facebook at Soul For Real 1 also. So it was nice talking to you guys. Anytime you guys need me, holler back.
Oh, trust me on that. You
and we will.
Call Captain Big Dick.
All right, you ladies, have a good one.
You too. Thanks for calling in.
All right, bye.
Hey, Princess Nate, that was like a fun-ass interview. Like, wow. You know?
That was fun.
Now, let's see where Rob, I don't know why Rob always got, he sound like he in the backyard with Dada fighting or something.
He probably is.
Well, I'm in the room fighting your ass, you keep putting me on mute.
What? It was the background noise. I'm sorry. Yo, Mimsy, you're not ready for this. You're not ready for this. I don't know what the hell wrong with you.
I train for 2 or 3 weeks.
Nah, you need to train for 2 or 3 years.
Ah, bullshit.
Now, Rob, have you ever had your ass licked before?
There we go. So what I was doing, we had this meeting yesterday, right? And
Rob,
you feel me?
Question.
So I said to myself, self, I said, huh? Today's a good day. I said, I feel like talking to Chalk Mommy and Sinead.
I need to answer this damn question.
What question? Ain't nobody asked me no question.
Oh, what?
I did.
Oh, you
Has
did?
Mr. Promo Rob Coney ever had his ass lit?
I had this one girl, right?
And
I would put her in the category of the best head I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's like that's a badge of honor, because I haven't really met many. See what I'm saying? Because head not really a top thing that I really request. But she kind of went down a few times, but I had to catch her. Hey, look here. No. Come on back up. So, but that was part of her routine. You feel me?
To sum it all up for everybody that's listening, that's bullshit and you a scary ass.
Boy, have you ever had your ass licked?
He look like he'll lick up some ass.
He does.
Matter of fact, listen, everybody that's listening, when y'all are replying back to me on Twitter about the magazine, please put the hashtag ChocMag with your answers, so when we go get them for the magazine, it's right there. I mean, a lot of them I'm retweeting and putting hashtag ChocMag, so I'll know, because it's listed. So, like, interact with the questions. The questions are really good. What makes a person a keeper, or what makes you want to throw their ass in the bag? What would be an ideal night with me? What's your favorite drink to unwind? Shit. My sexiest followers, male or female. Artists, don't forget, you know, I have about 12 slots left for me to get in the magazine with pictures, music, and chance interview questions. Model, male or female, big or small, you know what I'm saying? Open the age. Y'all can be in the magazine, and again, it drops on in December.
email so y'all can see the launch of the newsletter for the magazine. Princess Nay, did you see it?
No.
No.
Really? I know.
I haven't seen it.
Really? I sent it out. I've been sending it out all week. Y'all need to check y'all emails. It's going to say...
I have had a very time-consuming week, so I haven't had time
to do anything. So I'll excuse you from that, but when you see it and you see our pictures together, you will probably cry. Because it is, like, really a good job. The picture is, like, really good.
I want to see it.
Matter of fact, hold on. I'll actually tweet the week out with you guys, and then y'all can grab the newsletter there and whatnot. And it's crazy because people don't understand my reach on Twitter and whatnot, because, you know, I'm always doing some shit. So the way that I had my campaign set up for my newsletter is I sent it out via email. I also sent it out via Facebook and Twitter.
You mean the one that somebody copied?
No. You can't copy this because this one is extra special. It's special made.
Okay.
If a long person copies this, then they good. You know what I'm saying? So my thing was I went ahead, did it. Got the link and everything. The first one went out on October the 21st, and it was really nice. You know what I'm saying? So what I did was, like I said, I put the link out on Twitter and whatnot, and it was, like, fucking awesome. So I'm going to tell you how many people actually looked at my shit on Twitter from the first newsletter. Okay. Out of 50, it's been, my newsletter link has been tweeted 52 times, right? And out of the 52 times, 489,284 people, that's how many times it's been viewed on Twitter.
Wow.
Now, with numbers like that, like, man, that's some serious shit right there. What's that song I played the other day? Bitch, I Do Numbers?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Played.
Matter of fact, if y'all looking at my timeline, it just went out. Grab that link and you'll see the newsletter. It was done perfect. M3PA Services did a really, really good job. That's why I'm so glad that they're my media manager. Because she is on her shit. Like, she can't be duplicated. A lot of people copy everything like that, but you can't fuck with her. You know what I'm saying? She's authentic. She has references and stuff like that, and she doesn't.
And they're valid.
Yeah.
And she doesn't beg for her clients to pay her
bills. Y'all, stop it.
So, I'm just saying, though, Rob. No, I need to hear some up-tempo music.
This is hot.
I thought you would like it.
Yes, this is hot.
You know what? I want to play some Montana the Mac because this shit be on point. I want to play, what's the name of that damn song?
I want to see that link before you play a song, please.
Look to the timeline.
Okay.
Man, damn. I swear.
What's the matter?
I be having the worst luck because it's like when people send the songs and I download them or whatever, it's like they be coded. Or they don't have the tracks don't be like how they should or whatever. So I was like, what the hell? You know, so I have to do what's best for me, go back and find my song, my damn. Yeah, this is it, I think. And find my damn song. And I found it. So what I'm going to play is on everything. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, on everything dirty, because I don't like clean music.
That's my name. It's Mr. Promo. Rob Coney. That's what it is.
Mr. Promo, Rob Coney.
I guess you heard that.
About getting his ass licked.
Hey, okay, so if I said I wanted to lick your ass, would you let me do
but
it?
Hold on. Let's take the attention off of that. Let's flip it around. Why don't y'all ask me a real question that a real man should be asked? Okay, have you ever licked ass before?
Real man, it's still the same question.
It's not the same question because when you flip it around, you see what I'm saying? Like we were saying the other day, it's a thin line. You understand what I'm saying?
You know, so, if you done ate some cootie, you done licked some ass because you know they all down there together.
Of course, they're right there. You can't miss them.
And if a bitch does suck your dick and she went up under your nutsack, she done licked some ass.
She done licked your ass.
Because that's a complete blowjob.
Hey. It's complete, huh? Well, I ain't never had the full package special.
Well, you
need
to pay.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I need to migrate wherever I need to go. Y'all let me know, and I'm there. That's all I'm
saying.
You'll
just lay there and let us do what we want to you.
Y'all, just wake me up when y'all finish.
Baby, you won't be asleep, I promise you. You won't be asleep. You may pass out from pleasure.
I may
but
pass
out. Because you went to sleep.
Is that possible?
That is possible.
Passing out from pleasure is possible. Wow.
Chocolate and caramel are a lethal combination, baby.
Okay, well there is a it is a proven fact that you don't feel pain and pleasure at the same time.
That's like anal sex, you know. It's pain in the beginning, but then in the end, it's so much pleasure that you squirt all over the place.
Wow. That's what's up.
Oh, now, with that being said, I'm going to play this next song from Mr. Promo Rob Tony.
To
dodge a question and whatnot. So, here, I wrote a song. You want to hear it? Here you go.
Yo, Donald,
all my life I had to fight.
That's that jam.
Shut up, we hear you.
My BBM buddy, Mr. sister, get money out of New York. And when I get to New York, don't forget, I need to get my replacement for that fucking phone you gave me. Oh yeah.
Hey, I just want to get, I want to give y'all a programming note. You might not care about this, but we just confirmed Fat Boy Rick Ross is going to be on the remix of the song.
What song?
The one you just listened to. Throw them things on him.
Man, what the fuck? He going to throw some things on. He going to throw them.
Hey.
He going to throw his hands on them. He going to throw them things on the chicken box.
Oh, chicken. Hey.
He got to the drive. He got to the chicken box. He going to put some things on them.
Hey, he could throw the motherfuckers on whatever you want to throw it on, as long as we get over 100,000.
Can I get a chicken box?
Sure. You know, churches got the 99 cent. What, Tuesday? What is it? Two pieces
that's
99
cents.
That's a
fucking cent. Shame.
Two
that
pieces and a biscuit.
Like, that's a shame. Like, oh. Okay. Rick Ross needs to go ahead and come on my show. I'm going to send his ass an invitation. Be like, yo, hey, Ricky Rose, you need to come ride the chocolate wave. Let me see this beta.
You might can work that out. He actually called, you know, today is Dada son's birthday, Laquavius. So, you know, Rick Ross called him, wished him happy birthday, made his day. So that was a good deed.
Let me find out Ross love the kids. Let me find out Ross is like Trick. Trick love the kids.
Ask Ross where he get his bras from, though, man, because I know he got to have some good support. I mean, one of them.
Oh, really?
You know what,
I don't know. I don't know. I've never seen the package, so I can't really tell what you need or what you got.
Sorry.
Christian
A. Yes.
If Ricky Rose comes on my show and he can ride the wave without falling off, I will ride his ass.
And I'll watch.
Oh, wait a minute. Say hi.
Hold up.
Say hey.
Hey, little man.
Hold on. Keep him right there.
Okay, wait a minute. You kind of like on TV. Tell everybody your name.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name?
Malik.
How old are you, Malik?
Two.
You ain't no two.
I'm five.
You ain't five. Why you lying like a car?
Like you get that from his grandma.
What? His grandma don't lie. Malik, can you close my door?
No. Hold on. I didn't see him.
You ain't see him.
No.
Well, hell.
Tell him to come back for a second.
I think her computer went on a fritz.
Yes. Tell him to come back.
Oh, Lord. Let me put on my sweatpants, so I don't want to scare the grandkids off.
Hell nah.
They grow by, so yeah, though.
Hell nah. What happened to the computer, Nay?
None of your business.
Okay, that's what's up.
Too much excitement.
Too much. You know what? Overload. I figured that much.
Yes.
Overload.
Yes.
So how was your day, Nate?
Long.
Huh? You hear me?
Huh?
Okay, so how was your day, Nate?
Long.
Long? Okay.
So long. Oh, look at there. Hi.
Okay. Now,
well, yeah, the whole family.
Is that Kayla?
No, that's not Kayla. This is
where is Kayla
one.
At?
She's the oldest one. Say hi. And this is Malik. This is the one you missed. That's Mark's big brother. Say hi. And then this is Eternity.
Where is Kayla? Yes, where's Kayla?
Downstairs.
Well, I need Kayla.
Y'all get some steps. Get out. Get some steps. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 question.
Where's Kayla?
She goes.
She, yeah, she goes. They got to go eat. Oh, Lord. She starts. Bye-bye.
Nice views.
Yeah, how come my son going to come about? They got to eat their spaghetti, man. So when he came in, he don't know if tonight is teacher to pee tonight. That's why motherfuckers need to knock on the door and wait for somebody to say come in before they come in.
Don't your door have a lock on it?
I shouldn't have to lock my door. I'm the queen of this bitch.
Okay, well then we get walked in, queen. Get walked in on.
You know what, ass licker, hush.
Hey.
Y'all just kill me with that.
What's that?
Always got something to say.
Gotta have something to say. This is a talk radio show, baby. We gotta keep talking.
Say what?
Nothing. I didn't say nothing.
I need to play another song, because y'all just, I don't know what to say about y'all. Y'all have got me off.
What you gonna play today?
What am I gonna play today?
Yeah, what you gonna play right now?
What am I going to play?
What do you have? I want to make a request. What do you have?
If I don't have it, I can go to YouTube and get it.
Okay. Well, you play what you're going to play, then I think of something.
Okay. That will work. Let me see here. Do I want to play something old or do I want to play something new?
It's up to old and new. The oldest. There you go. You got that?
Huh?
Play something old and new. The Jay-Z and Kanye West oldest.
Ma, fuck that. I don't like Kanye and I sure as hell don't fuck with Jay-Z.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, what?
Nothing.
Oh, man, what? Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it.
I didn't say nothing.
Hell, they did good for me to play that motherfucking Freemason, but that came from a request from a good friend of mine.
Oh, and what am I, chopped liver?
Say what?
What
it
the fuck am I?
It was for the show.
Okay, well, I don't know. It was a request.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I already know what I want to I know what I want to do. Hold on.
All right, baby.
Go ahead. Well, damn. I'm always losing something. Y'all know that. All right. Here is my song right here.
I'm the thing that I admit, I can't help it, I can't.
Catching up on a lot of stuff that I was behind on.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, but I actually took time out of my schedule to be up here with you guys tonight.
Oh. Oh.
But check this, though. I'm about to, remember I told you about the guy in Atlanta? All right, right there. I want you to put on a show.
Yeah.
I'm about to email you the song. It's called, Working at Pole. I want you to listen to it and tell me what you think, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
And you should get it in about 2 or 3 minutes. What happened to May? She disappeared?
You know, she be having problems with her phone. So it probably dropped, and she's probably trying to get back in.
Oh, okay.
Now go ahead and send me the song.
I'm sending it to, actually I'm sending it right now to Chocolate City 2010.
Yes.
So you should get it
nice.
In a second. His name is Jay Harden. He's like Hood and Blues. You know,
who?
Based out of Hood and Blues. That's the genre. We're not doing R&B or none of that stuff. It's Hood and Blues. I call him, I kind of look at him like a modern day Levert or something like that. But I mean, he's a cool dude. One of my best homies.
Okay, well, yeah. While you doing that, I gotta play "Home to You, Girl" by Freaky and Verse Simmons.
Go ahead and do that.
When I get home to you, girl. When I get home to you, girl. I'm gonna fuck you right, fuck you right. Right. When I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna do you right, do you right, do you right. So get that good sex ready. Hope you're ready already. I have my mind on my money, now I'm coming home to get. When I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna do you right, do you right, do you right.
Party packed right, I'm the feature for the night. I blew it up like McGuff nephew. Pass the light, yeah, the show, rock the mic. Like the Buster Douglas fight. Ladies drinking up drinks like they heard it all night.
Can I open up this bottle?
Just do it like Mike. Got my girl on my mind like Caesar's. Text. What you doing, stinky boo? Replied on the picture text, butt naked champagne, rose petals on the bed, like she missed Vicky's Secrets on the Valentine bed. Kiss the phone, grab my shoes, on the swan dive between the legs, losing the Olympics, cause the splash, I'm a cause, we can stop and go fishing, text her back and I said,
when I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna fuck you right, fuck you right, fuck you right. When I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna do you right, do you right, do you right.
When I get home to you, freaky, not playing like I'm hurt. No foreplay, ripping through your clothes. I'm the Hulk. Feel my bulk, the size of have you squirting half super soak. I'ma hold you up, walk you around the room, ride the bull. Got it dripping to the floor like you have Jerry Curl. Twist you like a baton. Do the stand at 69. I'ma take you to the band. Mommy, blow my mind like you got me execution style. Pull it, make it pop. Got your legs shaking, turned you to anemic. Let it out. East, west, both your legs like the basketball stars. Then take it to the hole. Reverse dunk, make a shout. Supply the whole south with the water. She can stop the drought.
When I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna fuck you right, fuck you right, fuck you right. When I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna do you right, do you right, do you right. So get that good sex ready. Hope you're ready already. I have my mind on my money, now I'm coming home. Now when I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna do you right.
me on the phone, wishing I was there with you, doing things to make you moan, yelling cause I gotta leave, but you know I gotta work, saying I ain't got no time, you don't think it's gonna work, I know she lying, trying to get your boy to come home early, ma, I'm not trying to lead you, I'm going hard, you know it, plus I stopped at Tiffany's, yeah, daddy got you something, made a smile, then she moan, whoa, mommy, what you doing,
can't take it, need you now,
whoa, hold her for a moment, and I got to position, phone sex got me all feeling weaker than the AIDS patient right before it go, right before I said I love her, I told her.
When I get home to you, girl, I'm gonna
Anybody, especially when 7:30 in the building.
Nah, we give it up, man. We ain't got nothing to do but count this goddamn money. Gangsters ambitious.
That was. What the hell? Wow, that's crazy. That was Freaky Vicky featuring Verse Simmons, Home to You Girl. Ooh, that's what I'm going to do when I get settled down. I'm going to fuck them right. But until then, I'm going to use my dildo tonight and fuck me right again like I did last night.
As usual, huh?
What do you mean? No, I've never done that before. Last night was the first time, and I swear I don't need a man right now. So work that pole.
Play the second one I sent you. All right.
All my ladies out there that like working that pole. You know, this hood and blue shit. Hey, Greg Tyler, you're a fool for them. All my ladies, they get it.
I saw it working that pole. She knows she got it wrong.
Oh.
That chat.
That was cute.
Okay. Well, that's what it is then. That's my boy Jay Harden out of Atlanta doing his thing. I'm going to have him. We're going to set up a date and a time to get him on the show and let you put him through the chocolate way.
Yes, I punish everybody that brings their ass on my motherfucking show. I am nothing nice.
I'm not like
to play with. I sure as hell ain't. Well, this comes to the conclusion of my show. I would like to give a special shout out to Thrill for coming on the show and riding the chocolate wave. Special shout out to Princess Nay. Shout out to Mr. Promo Rob Coney. Special, special, special shout out to M3PA Services for really making my show go smoothly and all the extra stuff that he does for me. And also, I would like to give a special shout out to Get Money out of New York. He didn't send me the name of his store because I would have shouted out the name of his cell phone store, but it's in New York right along with his ass. Females, he freaks as hell. He got a hellacious dick game, so y'all need to hit him up. So I bet you heard that shit, huh? But anyway, I'll be back tomorrow from 2 to 4, as usual, and then I have to shoot some videos for my World Star Latino channel. It's like me having my own television series, so y'all already know. I'm going to make some Who Is Chuck Mommy videos so people can know who the hell I am. I got a little commercial video that I'm about to drop tonight, so make sure you guys look out for that. And again, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Without you guys, I'm nothing. I love all my fans, supporters, and even my haters. You know what I mean? So, thanks for riding the chocolate wave. Get the fuck off my phone line. Get the hell off my Skype line. And get the hell out of my computer screen. Take your ass home. Or if you're already at home, go do something productive like play with yourself, fuck your bitch, or fuck your man, or just fuck yourself. I'ma holla. Good night.
Good night.